Hi, I'm Nina.
And I'm Roseanne. And this is Making Faces.
And today's topic, we've decided to do the 10 top rules of salon etiquette. Now, why, Roseanne, are we doing this?
Because a client canceled.
I can't hear you.
A client canceled.
And how did that make you feel?
It bothered me a lot. It's not that she canceled. It was a 3-hour service. And she canceled the morning of. And the reason for canceling, because it's not, I feel you can only cancel sick, called into work, somebody dying. Mm-hmm. No, outside of this, no, you find yourself there. So this has not been one time.
Okay, can I ask you?
Oh, yeah.
Was it, obviously it wasn't a valid excuse for not, for missing.
It's cold.
Did you hear that, folks? It was cold. She's not a true person that needs to hear that.
So,
do you get that all there?
No, I don't. So that's where I'm just kind of like, where do we set the boundaries on when you pay for missed appointments and when you don't?
But you don't you have like,
I have the 24 hour. You need to cancel the appointment within 24 hours. No, I am very understandable. Like I said, if your appointment is at 10 o'clock in the morning mm-hmm. and you woke up at 9 mm-hmm. and you're not feeling good, mm-hmm. you can cancel. There's no fee.
Okay.
If you get called into work, mm-hmm. it's no fee. Because that's those type of things I feel like you have no control mm-hmm. over. No, if your car breaks down, those type of things, I'm got you. It's the
hurricanes, acts of God.
Right. Like it's stuff you have no control over.
But did you have a conversation prior to her?
No. So.
For a 3-hour service, she was having a 3-hour service, which obviously costs, it's a huge chunk of your time.
More than $35.
Well, that's true too. But at the, I don't even know how to speak on that.
So that's what I'm just saying. Like as the owner of the establishment mm-hmm. and then as the actual customer, mm-hmm. when is it appropriate to pay and when is it not appropriate?
When you make the excuse of not coming in and saying it's cold, it's been cold for a couple of weeks now. I mean, it is winter.
So
it didn't get extra cold today.
And that's why I feel like...
I think there's a level of disrespect on the client's part, I think.
And so that's where it's I think, because some places have 24-hour notice. Some people's got 48-hour notice. Mm-hmm. I don't do 48 because I'm like, it's not realistic. Mm-hmm. Like, if you know something's going on 48 hours beforehand, then yes, definitely call mm-hmm. and cancel. But I get it. That stuff happens the day mm-hmm. of. You wake up and I don't have a voice.
Yeah.
You know that I'm a germaphobe.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to Roseanne. You woke up and, you know, your nose is running. I'm got you.
Mm-hmm.
All those things are valid. You wake up late, that's not valid.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the other part is when you're running late, don't call or message saying, I'm going to be late. You need to ask
mm-hmm.
because you don't know now if you're messing up the next person that's going mm-hmm. to be sitting in the chair. So that's where I'm just like, where do we draw lines? In saying something, when are we supposed to say something? Mm-hmm. Like, is it 10-minute grace? Is it 15-minute grace?
It's an unspoken rule. Like, 15 minutes is pushing it because that's pushing you. If you're back-to-back clients, you're mm-hmm. now 15 minutes. My thing is, if I'm on time for your appointment, you should be on time for your appointment. Like, calling me 10 minutes before your appointment to say you're just leaving Dockyard. You might as well reschedule your appointment.
So that was my next question. When do you tell a client reschedule?
Mm-hmm.
And when do you feel okay? Because sometimes the client doesn't give you the chance. So like I know how I'm booked my book.
Mm-hmm.
You don't.
Mm-hmm.
No, you as a stylist yourself, mm-hmm. you know what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
So I can book a client at 9 and 9:30, which means you coming at 9, you're getting a color done. Your color has to sit for 45 minutes. If you get in my chair at 9 o'clock, by the time I mix up the color and apply it, my 9:30 should be walking in when I'm done. So if you message me at 9:15 to say you're running late. I've not checked my phone because I'm physically with a client. Mm-hmm. But you, in your mind, is now thinking, wow, I have time. When in reality, you don't, because I've already calculated that by the time you walk in, I should be putting your collar on at 9:30. And by 9:45, 10:15, rinsing her off. And while...
But the customer's never going to know the what goes on in our...
No, and that's what I'm saying. So when do you... When do you say... No. What I'm saying is, because we're in that era of no one calls anymore. Mm-hmm. So for me, as a person that works by herself...
Then we have to change that. If you're going to cancel last minute, not to say that we're going to do that, mm-hmm, you need to physically pick up the phone and call me.
Okay,
not
leave a message. Okay, so that needs to be the rule.
You need to call me and you need to physically speak to me, because if I don't speak to you, I don't know what's going on.
Okay, because that's my thing. I have Jaleesa, but Jaleesa is not consistent. Mm-hmm. She is a summer. She is a when I need
She's
her.
She's your assistant. So,
yeah. Yes, sorry.
She's not everybody has a Jaleesa.
Jaleesa is amazing. Yes, we're going to put that plug in there. But no, my thing is, if she's there, then that's fine. You can send the message. But when I'm working by myself, any client that has sat in my chair knows, mm-hmm, I'm not a stylist that goes on her phone. Mm-hmm. My phone is on my desk. And if I hear the beep, beep, I'm like, oh, that's a WhatsApp. I'll get to you when I can. Mm-hmm. If it rings, I tend to answer it quicker than I would a WhatsApp message. So I say that to say, it's you telling me at 9:15 I'm going to be late for my 9:30 appointment. You don't get there until 9:45. You're not messing me up, but you already showed up. So now I feel bad to do you? Or do I tell you we can only do so much?
You can only do so much. Because okay. I know if you have, when I worked at birth, yeah. And if you had an hour massage and you were late for that, they knocked 15 minutes off.
Got you.
So now with you, it's like, well, you're not going to be able to have that treatment now, which I've been done, mm-hmm, that treatment now, because I've got to go straight into it, because my lady that's under the dryer that had came on time.
Exactly.
Like I'm not, and I've always said everybody should get at least 10 minute grace. But I am a mover. Like I like to move people around the salon. So you walk in, you sit at the reception, no more, mm-hmm, than 5 minutes. Then you're at the basic waiting 10 minutes maybe. But as long, mm-hmm, as you feel like you're moving throughout the salon.
Yes.
You don't feel like you're sitting in the doctor's waiting room for an hour and 15 minutes. Like I could have been doing something. At least for me, it makes me feel like you're progressing to the next step. Especially when you're doing everything by yourself.
Now, on the flip side of it, if I'm running behind,
then I tend
to send a WhatsApp, yeah, to say that I'm running behind. So now I say that to say I send the WhatsApp because I don't have time to physically talk to you. Because I know if I call you, it's going to create a conversation. So now I feel like I'm doing a double standard. If I can tell you I'm running behind,
but then you have that decision you have to make. You're going to have to pick up the phone because you're the one that's running behind. Now, is it you personally running behind because...
I'm usually running behind because of a client. I'm never late. Like, I'm going to be so honest and say I have never on my... And I can, mm-hmm, say it. I've never been late for a client, mm-hmm, on my fault. Mm-hmm. It's always been a client has been late. Only because I always book myself according. So I, mm-hmm, give myself that time, mm-hmm, for error. If I'm late and it's no one's fault, it's probably because of a color. Like the color didn't come out right. But that happens once in a blue moon.
Apologies. I would say, you know, I'm sorry I'm running late. Or because I was in St. George's, I was like, well, if you got banking or something to do, mm-hmm, I'm always normally 15 minutes behind.
So right. But it's never for you. It's because of a client.
So it's like, I'm running behind right now. And I make it very aware to the person that's sitting in my chair, right, that I'm running behind. And it was because, not so much saying that it's your fault, it's this woman's fault here.
But letting you know.
If you have anything else that you can do in St. George's, come back. And they're more than welcome to. Oh, they'll tell me, look, I'm running behind. Or can I reschedule? And it's totally up to them because I'm taking up their time.
Right. And that's why I always make it my business to tell you. If I already know that you not have come late, mm-hmm, it's two things that's going to happen. I'm either going to let the other client know that this one is behind, mm-hmm, or I'm going to just let you know, the client in the chair, When the next one comes, I'm stopping you to go to this one. So me running behind, like I said, it's because of something happening. Like I did, I made a mistake. I'm lying. I did. One of my clients, I booked her in at 2 o'clock and it should have been 2:30. So that was my mistake. Like I literally thought I did 2:30, but did 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And the client that I had prior, her hair always takes me that extra 30 minutes. So when the client did come, I was like, oh, she's early. And I realized she weren't early. She was on time. It was me giving her the role. So I did apologize for that. And I took money off of her service because that was 100% on me. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm just kind of like, where do we... I feel like we're getting into that place now where we need a list of rules as you walk in the door of saying,
this is this. But not everybody's going to read it. That too. Well, what this article is saying, it says rule, be on time.
Yes.
This applies to both the stylist and the client. In fact, be there 15 to 20 minutes earlier. I have an issue with you being
don't be
early.
An early. Don't.
Like sit in your car and come 5 minutes. Don't come. And then you got your lunch.
Okay. Now that depends. Okay, so let's be clear. Come early as a client, as my last client.
Yes. Oh, that was.
Don't come early as my first client, because I might be in the salon at 7:30 for your 8 o'clock appointment, but I might want to do my hair first. I might want to have a little cup of tea before I start you. And now that we are making eye contact, I now feel obligated to start you. So don't. So if you are the first client, don't come early. Just come on time. But if you happen to be the last client, please come early, because come early. That means I can finish early.
And that, yeah. Because they're saying being early will also give you both some time to talk and get to know one another if this is your first time meeting.
Read the room. Read the room. That's called a consultation. Okay?
Exactly. That's
and we're going to put you in for a consultation. If you are not down for a consultation, please come on a designated time.
Okay. So now we slagged off the customer. The client. Now it says rules for stylists. One of the rules is look the part. Now,
you already know I do.
I've always looked the part. I mean,
no, I feel like, yeah, no, we're both on the same page. We are not showing up to work. If y'all come to work looking a hot mess, it's 9 times out of 10, it's because you're doing me. I don't think I've ever seen you, like, I give you a hard time, but I don't think I've ever seen you go work and do somebody looking like you just rolled out of bed. So yeah,
even though I lived 5 seconds away. I mean, when I lived in Somerset, I think I put more effort into like putting makeup on and all of that. Because I was there for the long haul.
Yeah.
But I think I dressed appropriately. I think
I definitely like feel
pajama bottoms and a tank top.
I don't care if you work in a high running salon, if you work in a one man studio or you're working from your house, still today I still put on a uniform, whether I'm doing one client or if I'm doing 5 clients, I still get dressed. Now, if I'm doing you, I might wear the shirt that I wouldn't normally wear, but I would still have some form of a uniform
on.
But
you know, the health inspector, they were starting to make us wear a smock, like you have to wear.
Oh, that was 2018, 2016, 2016. Like, they actually put that in.
But there were some of the things were a little bit ridiculous. Of course, we're gonna put an apron on.
Doing certain things, but I also feel like it's my clothes. So if I ruin them, it's on me. The client should at all times have a gown on. But yeah, I did. I actually got a point deducted in 2016 because he came in and I was working and I didn't have an apron on. And he was like, where's your apron? And I was like, I didn't put it on. Like, I find I put an apron on because I'm bleaching or I'm doing a fashion collar. If I'm doing a relaxer, I do not put an apron on because I'm not messy. But then I also find a day that I know I'm bleaching, I wear my shirt that's already got bleach on it so that I'm okay.
Makes sense. I'm an apron person.
But then I feel some stylists, your apron looks germy.
Yes.
So that's where. But
they said even then they was like, well, if you're a smoker, you have to take your apron off. And I'm like, anyway, moving on from the next thing is, put that phone away. I've never been a phone person.
But you have a lot of people, and especially now because we have the earbuds. So
okay, I think that's rude.
It is. I do. I think if you are sitting in my chair, you should have my undivided attention. And the person who's calling me should have my undivided attention. It's no way I can do the two. So for me personally, if I answer my phone, it's usually a really good reason. It's i.e., I just heard my phone go off 3 times and now I'm getting a call. Mm. My personal phone is always on silent while I'm working. If you're in my circle, you know that these are my working hours. Call my job phone if you need me that bad. So the only other time I've had both phones on loud is because there is a family member in the hospital.
Okay.
So I know that I need to be alert or something is happening. And I 9 times out of 10, again, I will tell the client, I'm sorry, I need to answer this. And do it real fast. But no, yeah, if I'm doing a color.
But the whole, I've been in situations where, and we won't call any names, we both know them, where they've had a full blown, and I'm having a braid session. So this is what, a 2-3 hour, and you're had a whole conversation. Well, I'm just conversing with your partner about belts.
No.
I don't need to know that. I don't think that's fair to me or
anyone. I think the phone thing goes both ways. So I feel personally, number one, when you are in a salon environment and there is more than you and the stylist, you need to put your earphones in because we all don't need to hear your conversation. And this whole thing now that we're all watching TikToks, I don't need to hear your TikTok because I now feel like it's a bit much. So I feel I definitely book my clients according. So like I will book 3 people at the same time that are all in the same age bracket or have something in common. So that way, when Nina comes in and Nakia comes in, we all know each other. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to go from Nina talking one-on-one to a conversation that all three of us can have. Because I now feel like you shouldn't feel... I shouldn't start a conversation with Nakia while still doing Nina in my chair. So we're all got to talk. Right. We all need to talk together now. But I also feel like Nina calling me while doing Nakia, I shouldn't have that conversation. And that's where I say, if you call me, I probably don't answer because it's not going to be, hi, Roseanne, can I have an appointment on Tuesday at 2? It's going to be, hi, Roseanne, I need a hair appointment. I'm going to a wedding. I'm thinking of doing. So now it's too much communicating. And I feel the person in the chair didn't sign up for this. Excuse me. So both parties, answer quietly if you're going to talk. But I don't need to hear it because I've had my fair share of conversations that I didn't want to be a part of.
Okay, that goes on to the next one. Watch your mouth. Stay away from profane language. You don't swear anyway.
No, I don't. I still spell it out.
Language, gossip, slander, and any negative conversations. Try to keep all conversations light and as positive as can be. People come to the salon to look great, but also to relax and have some downtime. Being positive helps keep the environment peaceful.
Okay, so... let's be honest. We're going to pull that race card out. There is different etiquette in different salons. Because I feel, I'm going to be so honest, if you come into any salon that I own or I work in, we're going to gossip. But we're going to gossip. No. We're going to gossip the whole salon. We're all going to be in together. But we're going to gossip about certain things. Like, the shooting that happened last week, Tuesday. But so what did you hear?
Foreign affairs or is so that's that what I'm saying. Like, you're not going to talk about granny sleeping with 10 boys. I don't know. Like,
no, but this is what I'm saying. Like you, when you say you come, I think the environment that you're going to chooses what you're coming for. So if I'm going to a place that I have, I know, depending on the clientele, we're going to have some drinks. We're going to be cracking jokes. So don't come for that serene with me. I'm not saying I'm going to have music up to sky high, but we're going to be talking and laughing and cracking jokes. You go to somewhere like Jillian's. I am expected to go in and it be quiet and peaceful. So I do think it depends on you as the individual kind of figure out which way I go. I do children. So on a day that I have a lot of kids, I tend not to do a lot of adults because I don't feel like our conversation should be shifted, because last week's conversation was talking about menopause. The week before that, we were talking about how we had a hangover. So that's not kid friendly. So that's where I say, like, exactly. So on a Saturday, I know that I've got 10 kids. I already knew. We're not booking you in and we're not booking you in. So when it's back to school, I tend not to take a regular person on a back to school day, so that we do. But yes, I do agree. Certain conversations, if you don't know everybody that is sitting in the salon, please don't have that conversation. So
but then you, it's up to you to set that precedent. So it's up to you, because as the salon owner, you have to know what conversation to start or what conversation to nip.
And I do. I do shift it. And sometimes that it means I can't book you and you together because I know you have no filter and you don't care about a filter. So I do book accordingly. I do have some clients that I cannot book these clients on the same time.
Do not make promises you can't deliver. Be realistic and honest with your client about what you can achieve if they're here.
Always.
As a, you do a lot of fashion colors and things like that. I'm not a big, that's never.
But if it's a short haircut, you know, I'll send them to you in a heartbeat.
You know, we know that our strengths. I'm not going to say I can braid and 10 hours later, you only got one little ponytail sticking out of your head. If you're not sure or not, or are not an expert in that area, don't be afraid to state that. Never been afraid not to state that. No. My, at the end of the day, I think it's your, if you can't do something and you're not honest, you're messing with your reputation. Because it's like,
I'd rather lose that client.
I'd rather not have it than you going back and saying, oh my God, messed up my hair, blah, 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 blah. If I tell you that I can't do something and you're still like, no, just try it. There, I'll even buy this. Then we can work
on it. We have an understanding.
You knowing out of the gate that I told you, I was honest with you, that I don't know, I don't do all of this.
But I think that also, you choose which client to do that with.
These are normally people that you've done for quite some time. You built a rapport. You're okay with,
like,
that.
I don't do extensions. Don't ask me to do extensions.
This is it. But I don't do children, but I know a perfect person that can.
This is it. I will refer you in a heartbeat of a second.
Exactly.
And I usually have 2 and 3, just in case that one doesn't work.
It's just good at that. Yep. And it helps across the hairdressing community.
Yeah.
Where you know that if you want certain things done, she does a really good job. I'm not that good at it, but I can give you a short hair. I send you to Jackson School of Dance. I don't know.
All right, what's the next one?
The next one says, be prepared.
Yes.
Be sure you have all the tools and products that will be required. Now, with that said, if your client's booked in, they book themselves in for a color, and then they get there and they're like, but I've changed my mind. They went from a relaxer to a color.
Okay, so with that, I'm going to be honest. I think as a mobile stylist, that becomes a bit tricky. But if you are a full functioning salon, it's certain things you should always have regardless. So I feel, i.e., if you're down for a relaxer and you now ask for a color, I should always at all times have 1 to 10 neutral colors. Now, if you come in and you're asking for teal, with a slight bit of orange, that's 50-50.
Because that's not going to have.
Right. Now, someone like me, because that's what I do, I feel like I should always have.
Well, see, that's the thing.
Yeah.
You're always going to have those colors. I want always. Cause
right. No, that's what I'm saying.
I'm always going to have 5N.
Right. So it depends on the salon you're going to and the service you're asking for. So don't be upset with a stylist because you now said, I want a texture release. And I don't have the texture release because I don't keep that because that's not something we do every day. But someone now coming in and asking, girl, my grays are coming in.
Yeah.
As a stylist, you should always have 1 to 6.
Something.
1 to 6 is always like in your back pocket. Because I'm a fashion person, I always will have red, gold, and green. So I can make whatever color you want. But like I said, you know, coming here, you do perms. I don't do perms. So last minute you change and got a perm.
See, now that's the thing. Now, perms is not something like I would get four off the bat. Like you would get, right. get 74. And then that same four. Because it's not something, I know that there's four clients mm-hmm. that are going to have it, and I know they're going to do it. But
right.
perms is not something that is not a dew drop in.
No. But what I'm saying is you would have a perm yeah. in your stash. Mm-hmm. I will never have a perm in my stash. So don't come. I mean, she no.
Never seen me
last time I did a perm, I was in Iowa. So let's not. So I do feel, yes, as a stylist, you should always have certain things. Because mm-hmm. it's like going to a grocery store and they say they're not got eggs and milk. You have to have eggs, milk, and bread. Mm-hmm. But don't ask, yo's not got salmon? Like this what? We don't carry salmon. Like that's a special order. So I do
carry salmon.
This is
fish.
So I do feel it goes according to where you're going to. Okay. Yes, the stylist should be prepared.
Now, this is for clients. Mm-hmm. Rules for clients. Be realistic. No matter what you've seen on your stylist Instagram, or I'm just going to put, don't bring me a picture. And you're expecting to leave there 20 years younger, wrinkle-free, and a whole nother race.
Okay.
with a hairstyle. Like, your accent, I am, what's the, I had a, one of my favorite clients gave me a statuette. And she's like, she's a magician.
Oh, yes.
Beautician.
I'm a beautician, not a magician. Yes.
I live by that.
I feel like we all have that.
But it's true.
Yes.
It's like, and then you come, you want to have a whole makeover. You had a bad day. Your husband's left.
Yes.
No matter what I do, I
you're not gonna be happy.
What's going on in your inside?
Yes.
I don't know what you see in the mirror. I only know what I see when I look at you through
okay,
the mirror.
So with that being said, as a professional, mm-hmm. someone sits in your chair and says, I want you to cut it all off. Do you go ahead and do it?
Depends on how I feel that day. Because that's what you stated. But then I would know that client. Because no, I like cutting hair off. I'm like, I'm
okay.
All right with that.
So see, okay and is that. It for me? I'm more of a. If you've been asking, so I go from one extreme to the other. If you've been saying, I feel like a cut. This is now your fifth appointment. You're saying you feel like it on that sixth month. You're getting cut mm-hmm. because you're talking about it too much. Let's just do it. But if you come in today saying I want to cut it all off. I'm going to ask those questions first.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I had a client. But in the long run, I was glad that I wasn't the one that cut it all. Because
mm-hmm.
she was so emotionally attached to her hair.
Right.
So I became emotionally attached to her hair. But sometimes you mm-hmm. need to... No, because we have been back and forth. And she didn't know what she wanted. She didn't know...
So like, that's where pictures come into play.
Yes. But then she said, well, I've done all the styles. I've done all of this, but she's never had a really short haircut.
Okay.
So she went to somebody she had gone to prior to me. She went back to her, obviously, because of certain circumstances. But I'm deep down, I'm like, I'm not mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm glad you did that. I could have done it better.
All right.
But I'm like, I'm glad you did it. Because it takes that emotional burden. Because not only is she my client, she turned out to be... Like
a friend. Okay.
And it took that emotional side away from it. Anybody else, I'm like, whatever.
Okay.
I'm taking it all.
So we've got 2 minutes left of this one. So is this going to be a to be continued?
Yeah.
Or are we going to wrap it up?
Respect the salon.
Yes.
Don't bring meals to eat in the salon or your stylist chair. Don't have loud conversation or use profanity or crude language while in the salon is very inappropriate and rude to the stylist and other patients. Don't talk on your cell phone while the stylist is cutting. Don't talk when the stylist is blow drying. No, we can't hear you.
This is so going to be a to be continued podcast because we're down to the last minute and I have a lot to say about that one. So we're going to wrap this one up, but we're going to do a part two right after these messages.